Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are live. We are here, and I am queer.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to your favorite podcast, guys. It's a full coverage, and we're going to do a little get ready with us.
It's Manny MUA.
Oh, and Larly, your favorite host. So we're actually going to upload this onto the sound as well. So yes, we're going to kind of have it structured, the talking points, because
we want to have an episode.
We want to have an episode today
on this Wednesday, because we're like, okay, I leave tomorrow, going out of town, wanted to have a cute little...
Good? Sounds good.
Sickening. Okay. We wanted to have a little episode up, so we are doing that right now. We're going to do a quick little get ready with me,
and we're going to be using
Full Fantasy, of course. Hi, Full Fantasy. Hi, you guys. ¿Cómo estás, mijitas y mijitos? I just did a look. I was wearing this yesterday, and I got so many comments that were like, "This I look," because I did Aries, Lanny, and like the pinky brown tones, and I got slayed. The comments and my DMs were literally like, "Dude, this eye look is actually insane in a good way."
Wait, so can we talk about your thirst trap?
That's my peak, I feel.
Oh, let's get into it.
So I literally just posted. Oh, wait, we should probably get ready too.
We're just filming a podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're filming a podcast too, but we're getting ready. So I just posted like on my IG a little thirst trap moment.
I loved it.
Laura, I was so nervous. I was shaking in my boots, you guys. I have not like posted a thirst trap like that. I don't know if I've ever posted a thirst trap like that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so. So I posted a little thirst trap.
You posted your butt one time.
Okay, but that's not necessarily a thirst trap,
is it?
I know,
that's just like funny.
That's just like, I was just being funny, and we were like traveling, we were out of town. I'm like, this is just gonna be funny. You know what I mean? So I just posted that. So I was like, I've been working on my fitness for the last like, I feel like more heavily for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Taking it more serious for the past 2 years, but I've been working out for like a while now. But I've been taking it more serious in the past 2 years. So I posted like a little carousel. On my IG, and like the response is so positive, everyone's so nice, and like I feel like that's what's giving me like life. That's what's been giving me life.
Okay, I love that for you.
You know, like I feel like it's been such a nice journey, because it's not just like for my mental health that I do, or not, sorry, it's not just on your laptop.
Y'all, I just sort of.
I feel like it's like, I not only have been working on my physical health, but I've been working on my mental health too. So it's just like, you know, it's not just about one thing. Working out for me has turned into like something that I use for like stress relief.
I'm sure
when you do like yoga and shit, probably feel that kind of relief.
Definitely. I love they start like every yoga class, like telling you to leave everything outside of the classroom and be like super present in there. And like, that's super important in yoga. So it's such a good, you know, mental healing type of situation going on, as well as physical as well, because baby, the heat.
Do you feel physically healed when you go? Do you feel physically and mentally healed?
I do. I feel relieved of anything and everything.
Like, so you do feel relieved?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, see, I love that. See, that's how I feel when I go to the gym. I feel like whenever I go to the gym, I just like get to release the inhibitions. feel the rain on your skin. Like, I literally feel like that. I feel like my inhibitions are released and I am just living the fantasy at this point.
Also, guys, yeah. Towards the end of this, that song just reminded me, I'm going to be talking about Vanderpump because I told you guys I would watch it. Like, on the podcast, I was like, y'all, I'm going to get into it. And I guess what? I got into it. So I started with season 10. But you guys were like, no, you need to watch the whole thing.
I'm gonna
my chest is tan because I did a photo shoot at the beach yesterday. So I'm like a little, y'all, I was at the beach for like 5 hours yesterday. But anyway, that's
when Lauren told me that she was at the beach doing a little shoot.
My foundation will match my fucking chest.
Well, your chest is more pinky and that's not as pink. So it's fine. It looks good.
I think I got a little burnt, but that is my peak.
And you're not a burner.
Yep, that's my peak.
We wrote it down, you guys. We're treating this like it's an episode of the podcast. Like, it's not just a live. This is going to be audio, too. Like, if you are listening, you can listen.
Yeah, it's going to be an audio. So we're going to save this and upload the audio. So
a full-blown episode is what we're doing today.
Yeah. Exactly.
But okay, so that was my peak has been like kind of my working out journey that I've been on, and I've been really enjoying it so far, and I've got a really great response and people have been so nice about it, and I was really nervous, I'm not gonna lie. Like I was saying, I haven't posted anything like that before, so yeah. I was spooked.
I feel like anytime I want to post something vulnerable, because I feel like talking about your fitness journey, like there's levels of vulnerability to it.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like anytime I talk about anything vulnerable, I'm always like, yeah, exactly. Yes. Very that.
Like, I posted that photo on my close friends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I asked all my close friends, I was like, do you guys think I should, like, if this is postable? Is this too much? Am I being too much right now? Like, do I just look like I'm a thirsty little bitch?
Did you kick me off your close friends?
You did see it and you responded saying it's not too much.
You know what? I have the memory of a goldfish. I tell you guys.
You literally responded to it and you said, baby, you better post that. You were fully my supporter. You.
Wow, he kicked me off close friends.
For what? Not only did I not kick her off, she responded to it. That's actually the game. So I posted it and everyone was like, baby, the things that you react to on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Are far more intense than posting a thirst trap. So I'm like, oh my God.
You know what? You're points. So right. It's very on brand for you to be a thought.
So we're reading today. We're reading me to on this fine.
Manny, you need
today's
to...
Wednesday, right?
Today's Wednesday.
Oh my God. Can we talk about this helicopter that's flying overboard?
Okay, y'all. Listen.
Jesus.
So crazy. Just been a helicopter flying. All night, there's a crime situation going on. I don't want to say what it specifically is because I don't
for where you live.
Yeah, exactly. There's a situation going on, and I don't know. There's just been this. That's my pit. There's been a helicopter since last night circling the area, and it's not that the helicopter's annoying me. It's just the whole situation. There's like so much going on.
But like, it's also like very intense when it's been going since.
Oh yeah.
Last
You're
night.
Like, ooh!
You're like, baby, what the hell is actually going on here on this fine day?
Scary. Because
it's scary. It is very, very spooky. Like, you never really know. Like, you know,
LAPD
stuff?
Is
hello.
Circling for a day and a half. It's typically not a great
It's not good.
Thing. It's not good.
It's not good. So it's a little spooky, but it's also like the helicopter stuff that just in general is very intense.
It is.
Because you have a helicopter involved, maybe it's going down.
Yeah, definitely. It's right. Going there's like an down. Actual helicopter involved. Spooky. You know what my pit also is
give it to
how
me.
Horribly my foundation and chest. I overdid
Lord,
it.
It's not that bad, dude.
Well, my peak, you guys, is I did a photo shoot yesterday at the beach because we have something new coming. Out with Minnal, my clothing brand, and I'm so excited for it. It's not clothing, which we have a little clothing boutique, so it's something different this time. So I'm really excited for it. And we did the photo shoot because it's about to launch next Friday.
Is it next Friday?
That's it's next Friday. Yeah,
that is so freaking crazy? Exciting, Laura. I'm so excited
Thank
for
you.
It. I feel
so
like
excited.
It's very you.
I love the product so
like,
much.
I'm assuming you wear it all the time.
I literally.
Have I seen you wear it all the time?
Yes, all.
Without even realizing that you were wearing it?
Yes.
I love that.
It's divine. So I am just thrilled about it. But we did the photo shoot for yesterday and the photos turned out like the vision came to life. Like,
maybe the vision what I was visioning.
Thinking. Yeah, exactly.
Because when you sent me those photos yesterday, you're like, oh, I took some pics here at the beach and here's the stuff. I was like, I was, you guys, it was giving like professional down. Like, and that was like you and Tyler and like y'all got it together. But I was like, this looks like it could have been a $25,000 campaign.
God damn.
So that was really lovely.
Everything turned out just as I hoped it would. We killed the shoot. And next Friday.
Baby, can we talk about my fucking camp?
Yes. Oh, wait. Okay.
I'm not even emotionally prepared for this pit. You don't actually don't even know it all because I just like kind of told you today.
I told him not to tell me everything. I was like, specifically don't said, tell me it.
Don't say it because I want you to say it on the pod.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. He started to tell it to Ty. And I was like,
Get. So literally, I haven't said anything yet. So last night, I decided, I'm going to pause for this. You keep going.
Okay.
I'm going to really get into my gig. Last night, I decided that I was feeling a little feral.
Okay.
I was feeling a little feral. I was like, I'm going to go live the fantasy. I'm going to go sow my oats.
He's getting hooked up with.
I'm hooking up. Is what I'm saying. I was like, I'm going to go hook up. I'm going to go live the fantasy. It was what this guy I had never hooked up with before, but we had like chatted. And I was like, okay, this is going to be like fun. Like I never really hooked up with him. This might be one of my
issues. How do you know him? You don't know him.
I don't know him.
That's your first issue.
I don't know him. It's just like, it was, you know, one of those things where we just, the fickle fate of online, the fickle fate came to be. Mm. So didn't really know him. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to come over and we're going to like, you know, get the deed done. And I went over. And the thing is with me, I don't ask people
for their nudes.
I don't, because I'm not going to send them.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to ever expect someone to send me nudes because baby damn well, I'm not going to be sending you nudes.
Oh no, girl, because that's that gonna be that shit. They're gonna say this is Manny MUA.
They're gonna post it
on Twitter in 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes and that's gonna be on Twitter.
See, and the thing is, so like I'm just like not that girl. I'm very consciously aware. I was like, I don't send nudes. I used to send nudes all the time when I was younger, but now I'm like,
So you have some floating around.
I mean, honestly, good luck trying to find them. That was like when I was like literally 20 years old. Like I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
So if you know anyone from my past like that, it's just not going to happen, you know? So anyway, I never ask for nudes of anything because I am just not that kind of girl because I'm not going to send them. So I get there and he's very cute, very sweet. He's a little shorter than I usually go for.
Okay.
But I didn't really think anything of that. I was just like, whatever, it's fine. Like, I don't care. So we're, you know, getting it on. We're making it happen. He is, you know, eating the lollipop, if you will.
Okay.
He's eating the lollipop. He is eating the cheeks. Like, he's very in tune with me.
Okay.
He's taking care of me.
Okay.
I'm not really necessarily taking care of him at all. At this point in time. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, it's my turn to like, you know, give back to the community.
Okay.
It's my turn to give back to the community. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm gonna dive in. I'm about to dive in.
You're gonna handle it.
So then I pulled down his pants.
Okay.
Tell me why it was the skinniest, smallest
no,
I've ever seen.
I hope he watches person. This no. Life.
It really was a shocker to me. I'm not gonna lie. So he pulled down. I put my hand around it. I felt like I had the hand like the Jolly Green Giant.
Oh my god!
It was. Imagine my finger. It went like this.
No,
Laura. It was so skinny. I didn't know what
shocking.
To do.
Shocking. You were shocked.
I was shocked. I was floored. I was flabbergasted. Truly, from the bottom of my soul and into my hole.
Wow.
So I was like, you know what? It's fine though, because I'm gonna be a trooper. What? Like, I'm not gonna like let him only be doing that to me and me not do anything. So I was like, I'm gonna just give you a handy.
It's gonna be handy.
I'm not gonna put my mouth there because I just wasn't feeling that fantasy for me.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna lick the lollipop, but I would do a little chopping some wood.
You said
I'm gonna chop some wood.
You said No.
I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm gonna do it. And so it was fine. As I was saying, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, so after we exploded,
okay.
I'm trying to use code words, you know, as you can understand.
Yep.
I'm trying to use code words here. We're on YouTube, for goodness sakes. After we exploded, I was sitting there and he was living, by the way. He was like candy cane,
Wow.
Fully like obsessed with me. He even said he liked my zebra stripes. And I said,
not too much.
Like, I was like, not too much. Because he was talking about my vitiligo. Obviously, he's like, oh, like you have such interesting markings. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah, I do. I really do. It's called vitiligo. And that's like what it is. And he was like, yeah, no, I know what it is. They're kind of like little zebra stripes. And I said, right.
Oh boy.
Right. Yes, exactly. So again, though, he was really sweet about it. And he was like, I like it.
That's lovely.
And I'm like, I think you're a lying ass bitch, but I think it's sweet that he liked me about it.
You never know.
What are you going to like about it though? Like, what are you going to like about the stripes? It's the stars and stripes.
Beautiful.
Okay, you know what's funny? So at the tip of my of my head,
mm-hmm.
the stripes make it look like there's a heart.
Oh, that's what.
And I don't think you knew. I've never told you that, but no. At the tip, the way like my body has made the vitiligo, like there is wow. a little heart. Like at the tip of it, there's like a little heart. Like this.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, "It looks like there's a little heart there." And I'm like, "I know. It's crazy. It didn't mean I can't control it.
I cannot."
I'm gonna take full fantasy. So then, like I was saying, what the hell are you doing?
That's mine, bitch.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I don't know.
I'm taking a little bit of the blush.
Share your
peachy keen, and I'm doing these two. Here you go. I wanna get some.
I'm gonna add.
So do it.
Awesome.
So then, after we exploded, like I was saying, He's sitting there and he was like so nice. He was so sweet. And it's like such a sweet, sweet, sweet guy. And he was very handsome. And so I was like, it's fine. Like, I don't care. Like, if you have a little dick, it's fine. So then he was telling me, he's like, yeah, you know, I like kind of have like a skinny one. He said it. And I couldn't believe he said it. I was like, I cannot believe he's saying this right now. Like, why would you say
that's
that?
That's so awkward.
Like, don't say that. Like, I know it's skinny. You don't have to tell me that. He's like, yeah, you know, I just broke up with my boyfriend because he told me that it was too small.
Oh my God!
I'm not kidding. No. I'm not even kidding. He literally told me that his boyfriend told him that he's breaking up with him because his piece was too small.
Wow.
So you, and I said, what?
So you were a trooper.
So this, mind you, this is after we, you know, exploded. So
that's,
I was like,
so sad.
I felt so bad for him. Like, I honestly, and I was like, oh my God, that's horrible. Like, for anyone to like even say that to is horrific. Like, that's not right and that's not cool.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I ended up finding out that my boyfriend just likes to get double penetrated, so he wasn't able to give the boyfriend what he wanted.
Oh my,
because the boyfriend wanted so much more. He literally wanted to like be in orgies all the time.
That sounds like the boyfriend's problem.
Absolutely. I'm like, fuck the boyfriend.
Yeah,
like at that point, like he's the one that's
the problem.
A mean ass bitch.
Wow, that's crazy, Manny.
Can you believe?
No.
I literally, I'm not kidding you, I was literally floored. I couldn't believe he told me that his boyfriend broke up with him because his piece was too small. Like, that's a real self-aware ass bitch. But I would never say that.
Cold.
That's cold. It's real cold.
I thought that your phone's ringing.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's not. Is it ringing?
It is ringing.
Okay.
But I don't know where they're calling from. Mm.
Spam.
No, say it's giving spam.
Okay, guys, I'm using Kristen Dominique's new brow pencils, which they look so cool because they have this like so angle cool. to them. I'm gonna use Cool Deep Brown.
We're cool for the summer.
Ooh, look, there's a little spoolie.
I love this.
In this end, so
I'm just gonna do a little bit of brow gel. So yeah, that gagged me a bit for sure.
Absolutely, what an interesting experience. Would you go back? Or would you hang out with him or no? Is it a one and done?
I feel like it's giving one and done to me.
I see.
I don't know. Cause I feel like, okay, I did that experience. I lived it. We got through it. And mind you, he was fantastic at doing the things he did to me.
Love that.
So I just wasn't as into it for him.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I was taken care of, if you will.
Wow.
I was the princess.
As you are.
I am, which I am. So like, it makes a lot of sense, but I was the princess in the situation. So I just don't know if I would go back. Would you? Mm-hmm. If you didn't think, you're like, you know what? I'm not like as into it sexually as I thought I would be. But if you want to just get serviced.
No.
See? Mm-hmm. You want to like do a reciprocation. Yeah. Like, you want to do both. So it's like, if I'm ever in the mood to just be the princess and not do anything, I guess I would be into it. But I would feel guilty because I'm the type of person that was like, no, I want to be able to like, feel like I'm putting the work in too.
Yeah.
You know, I can't let it just be me. Like, I'm not just like this pillow princess. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I sure do.
While we do our brows, should we do a little, should we play a little moment?
You guys.
So listen.
This, so Manny was sick. Where was I when this ad was due?
I don't know because I just did it. So listen, so we have, for the month, we have some ads, obviously, that we do.
So every single month we, yeah, you guys hear a couple ads play through full coverage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So
since we're uploading this to our audio as well, we're going to play a little ad for you while we're doing our brows. If y'all don't mind, and this is going to be our eBay ad.
Yeah, if you guys don't mind, but we're also going to talk about this eBay ad after it plays because I want to.
You
want to
dissect.
I want to dissect because we've gotten a couple comments on it.
Okay, let's see. We're going to play it.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Did I lie? Did I lie?
You didn't lie, but
everyone deserves real Laura.
Okay, well, Manny, this fool did the ad, and he was sick when he did it, and they approved. I mean, they approved.
Of course,
they
very sweet approved it.
And
I will say, when I sent the ad in, I didn't
that
realize.
That was an ad that we played just to disclose.
Oh, yeah, that was an ad.
Thank you to eBay for sponsoring a portion of this live, but that was an ad. But I still did want to talk about it. Just because we've gotten so many comments on it.
Hey, look, Manny, you and well. You and well.
Someone said the common Manny Cole, or someone said I skipped.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Manny, we have to redo that.
No, I honestly will redo
sinus
it.
Sinus is the house, not sinus is the house.
I will redo the ad. We will redo it.
We will. We will.
We will be having it sent in.
So
we will revisit and we will do it
redo.
Again.
We do. We will.
I feel like,
y'all, whenever we get ads in, so we do, we sometimes, like, Manny will just handle it. Sometimes I'll just handle it.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes whenever they play, it's either just like,
just Laura,
just him,
just me,
or sometimes
us both.
Studio. Yeah. And we'll do it just both. Someone said they felt bad. They didn't want to say anything.
Oh, honey. No. We will get riddled with comments about the eBay ads specifically. So we'll just have to do it again.
That's also why I wanted to bring it up, because so every episode that it plays, there's comments that are like, Manny, refilm that.
Manny, refilm the eBay ad. And it's like, okay, we will. I'll get there. I will get there eventually. But it's just not the time because we're here and alive.
That's right.
And
that's
we will
right.
be playing, and we have two more later on.
Yes, we have two more ads to play for you guys to disclose. They are ads that we're playing through because this episode again is going to be uploaded
audio as well.
Onto the audio. So,
so we gotta do what we gotta
Zoom,
do.
Bun, bun.
But let's talk about our weekend because it was a lovely weekend that
y'all,
we did
we
have
had a good weekend
with Mr. Prada.
I'm so sorry for our listeners. I am so sorry for our listeners. The mirror just fell.
Did it shatter?
It didn't shatter because it's a Laura Lee Los Angeles mirror. And it never,
because it's
never, never.
That makes a lot of sense because it's an LLLA.
Because it is an LLLA in the house.
She got the LLLA in the house. God, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to use the shade Besties, which is my favorite. This is a matte. it's like a mauve. It has like a mauve to it.
I also would like to tell an exclusive of who I ran into at the Japanese restaurant.
Hold on. I forgot that that happened.
It did happen.
So quickly.
It happened very quickly. And I actually did end up making like a, I haven't posted it yet, but I did make a little get ready with me on TikTok.
And you said.
I did film it, but I haven't actually posted it yet. I'll post it maybe like tomorrow or something, but this can be a full coverage exclusive. So if they do see the TikTok, they will see.
Yeah.
What the tea is.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about first off, let's talk about the restaurant first because it was insane.
What's it called?
Yamashiro.
Yamashiro.
I believe it's called Yamashiro. It's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it's basically a Japanese restaurant that literally feels like you're transported into Japan because we've been to Japan before and it looks like that.
It does. It's incredible. The view overlooks all of Hollywood. It's like way up in the Hollywood Hills. It's like incredible.
It's crazy.
Some people saying they love that restaurant. Courtney's
have you been
there.
It's sickening. No, it's really sickening. It literally looks like it overlooks everything.
Manny, I just want to tell you that your customer service is awesome. What about mine? I'm just kidding.
Okay. So we went there. It was amazing. We went with Daniel and we went with Aaron. It was really fun. It was just like us four living the fantasy. Yep. Laura got fucked up.
Yeah.
Let's have that conversation.
Okay, maybe. Let's have that conversation. I don't know. It was like probably one of the top yummiest spicy margaritas I've ever had in my life. And it was so strong.
So what I'll do. So I don't actually drink, as you guys know, like I'm not a drinker.
No.
But I will like try my friend's drinks to see what it tastes like. I'm always curious of the taste because I'm like, oh, I don't really drink, but I would love to see like what like the hype's about.
Yeah.
On like these drinks. And I'm always like searching like, what is the least nastiest drink out there? You know what I mean? Like, it's always like so fun to me to see. So I'll literally take, I'm not kidding you, like 3 drops and try it on my tongue to see what it tastes like. So I will say that one did not taste horrific.
Look, one margarita, I'm gonna open my legs. Y'all.
It literally was giving one margarita. Laura had 2 margaritas. Now let's have that conversation. Laura had 2 margaritas.
I was trying to get Daniel to help me with it. But anyways, I got overzealous and I got 2 and I was lit.
Baby, she was lit as a kid.
I was lit as a kid. And so then after that, we went bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And who won the first round? Was it Daniel?
Daniel.
I was close though. I almost had him because I think
you
I was
did. You were very
place.
Close.
So it was like Daniel first place in our first round of bowling.
Uh-huh.
And I was second place. But now Manny had flopped our first round.
Very hard.
But then.
Very hard. And then, but then this kid made a comeback.
Comes back.
For game 2.
He's so competitive though. You are.
I'm not.
And I knew as soon as you were like coming back or whatever. I was like, this dude's pissed that he lost.
No, it's not that. No.
Yeah.
The thing is that I am not good at bowling. So I'm not as, you know what I come to realize? I'm not as competitive at things I know I'm not good at. Does that make sense?
I feel like you're even competitive at bowling.
No, I am. So like, I'll get competitive, but like, I'm not as competitive as I could be with things I know I'm not going to be good at.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Where it's like things that like at an off chance, like for example, like games that we play, I'm competitive because it's like everyone's game.
Yeah.
But like when you know you're not really good at something, you're like, oh, okay, well,
I feel like you weren't good at it though.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I'm just naturally not a good bowler. I'm like good at like volleyball and like other sports, but bowling has never been one of my things where I'm like, oh, I'm sick.
Well, then you kicked our ass.
Well, you deserve to be kicked.
He kicked our ass.
You deserve to be kicked. But before we get into the bowling, I want to tell you who I ran into.
Oh my God, we have to go back. I'm so sorry.
So we're downstairs. Okay. Not downstairs, but we're at the valet. And Dan's getting in the car.
Yep.
Dan's getting in the car. We're downstairs. And I'm talking to Laura. I'm talking to Aaron. And for some reason, something in my head goes, turn left.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Is it that her? Uh-huh. It was her? Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just making sure we were talking about. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I turn around like this. It was my assistant that quit on me.
For some reason, I wasn't sure if he was talking about one person or another, but I thought he was talking about it. And it happened so quickly because we were getting in the car and then Manny is talking to someone off to the side. And I remember I was just like, I thought it was someone who wanted to take a picture with him. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just like a subscriber and would take a picture of him. it is the freaking girl. And I was like, Manny. And then you were walking to the car. I was like, who is that? You were like, Laura, that was the assistant.
That just quit on me.
But then we all had to rush and get in the car. We're like trying to do everything. So we never got to ever talk about it again.
For sure.
Yeah.
You guys, when I tell you I was, because like, I feel like there's only two things you could do. It was. The only thing I could do in that moment was either I'm going to say hello, because she was looking at me and I looked at her.
Oh, we saw. I see.
I was like, either I can say hello and like make it a totally like normal situation, or I can be a complete bitch and ignore her as if I didn't just see her.
Yeah.
So I decided to go up to her and say hi.
I think you're so mature for doing that. And I think it's the right thing to do and that the right thing to be done, because the thing is, like, yeah, I wish it had ended a little bit better for you guys. You know, it was handled a little differently. But you're a mature adult, and it's proud of you that you can just be like, in a moment, just be like, you know what, it is what it is, but I'm gonna be polite.
100%. So I was like, I'm gonna be polite. And so the second that, you know what really gagged me? Yeah. What really gagged me?
What?
Is that I went up to her, and the first thing she said to me, I'm so sorry for everything. The first
then why thing she that she said the messages? To
me was, I am so sorry for everything. And I, part of me was kind of like, it gave me the closure I wanted.
Yeah.
It kind of did. The universe
is so interesting for that. Because I remember you had texted me and you were like, you know,
I was sad. And like, I had texted her and like, I was like, are you okay? Like, just want to make sure everything is going good. And I didn't really hear from her. And I was bummed because I was just like, damn, like, are we good? Like, are we cool? So the first thing she said to me was literally like, I'm so sorry for everything.
Wow.
And I told her again, I was like, listen, like, I don't blame you. Like, I don't. Like, I understand, like, I could not give you what you needed.
Exactly.
Like, I could not give you what you needed.
I love that.
So at the end of the day, like, if I'm not able to give you the hours that you need or whatever the heck, like, you need to be able to do that on your own.
Right. And you know what? I bet it's like interesting because, like, obviously she had avoided your text, but I think it's interesting because it's like she got closure as well in the situation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you both.
She got it too.
It's like the universe wanted you both to have closure with one another for some reason.
1,000,000%. And I was literally like so gagged. And so we just like, we had like this little kiki, we had this little moment. I told her, I'm like, babe, like, it's all good. I wish you the best. Like, just like I had told her before, I was like, I wish you the freaking best. I hope you have the most amazing, you know, life and everything. And so she was just like,
I love that so much.
So she was very sweet. She was like, of course, like, hope you, you know, find, you know, an amazing new assistant, X, Y, and Z. But I was a little gagged. I was a little shook. I was very nervous. Because I was like, I didn't know how the encounter was going to go. I'm like, is she going to literally think I'm like the worst thing ever?
I would have been nervous too.
And I was scared.
I would have been nervous too.
I was scared too.
100%.
So that was just a moment that I had. And I was actually very like surprised that I ran into her. I really didn't expect to see her at all.
I love that. Someone said, Laura, how is your, oh, sorry. I didn't say what shade I used. I used Full Fam. And that is this lighter pinky purple shimmer right there. It's on my lid.
I feel like someone was saying that we missed like a super chat. Talitha, I've been fighting cancer for the last 18 months. Your videos and podcasts has helped distract from the nightmare. Yesterday, I was declared cancer free. Thank you guys for helping me laugh through it.
Oh my God.
That is the sweetest freaking thing I think I've ever heard.
Thank you.
And thank you for telling us that. That really just actually made my whole day. That is so amazing.
Seriously,
that is amazing. And congratulations to you. That is absolutely incredible.
That is awesome.
Like, I am so happy for you.
Thank you so much for being here with us. As well as we. And you know what? That makes it all worth it.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. Like, you know, sometimes you go through the gigs and you're like, are the gigs going through me?
That makes everything worth it.
You know, and it makes it worth it. It's like, damn, like you don't realize like the effect you can have on people. And when people say things like that, you're like, damn.
Wow.
Because you know, you're just living your life.
Well, thank you so much for being a Full Fam.
And we love you and we're so happy for you and so elated for your journey and that you're cancer free. Incredible and amazing.
Incredible.
And you're so strong.
Absolutely,
and you're so brave.
Incredible.
Seriously.
Absolutely incredible.
That's amazing. Okay, let me curl these lashes real quick. I need a moment. You know what? Should we play another ad?
Oh, someone said, oh yeah.
Like, should we play? While we do something that's very severe, can we do another ad real quick?
We sure can.
We only have two more. It's fine. It's fine. But I need to curl my lashes. We're going to give you guys another sample. Okay.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Boom, boom.
Thank you guys for letting us play that ad.
Thank
Someone
you.
Said not them securing the bag online.
You guys know the tea. You guys already know the tea. And that's just how it is. But I was like, oh, we have to do our live. We got to get our live in. Because I leave out of town tomorrow. I go to Houston.
Yep. Manny's leaving tomorrow. And then on Friday, we should have a guest on Full Coverage. Uh-huh. So be on the lookout for that next Friday. We have a guest coming. And she is a special baker, if you will.
Oh, a baker.
A baker. We're so excited about that.
I'm dripping sweat right now.
I'm in a long sleeve and I'm comfortable. Hold on. I can turn air on.
Sweat. Okay, so... Can we talk about...
Oh, we have to talk about this, guys. The submarine.
The submarine, dude.
The submarine.
The implosion that happened for the Titan. That, honestly, you guys, for real, that took me by storm, by gag.
You know what? The further we got in it... Oops, someone guessed our guest.
Don't,
I'm not
going to
say
much.
Who. Okay, so the further we got into it, the more I felt like it imploded.
Me
like,
too.
You know what I mean?
Thought the same thing.
Because
yeah.
Like there were little more information coming up about the submarine, little more here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did feel like, I was like, wait, this thing probably did implode. You know what I mean?
You know, and it's crazy because I do feel like that became such a polarizing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like people were like, oh, it imploded. It didn't. People did feel bad. People didn't feel bad. Like it became mm-hmm. like this very intense situation, but at the end of the day, I hope that their families are like okay.
Now the stepson of it was seen at a Blink-182 concert, but I mean, listen, no matter what way you look at that, it doesn't look that good. But it's like we have no idea
what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on?
We have no idea what's going on.
I mean, listen,
but like, I don't know. It's like, it became such a like intense thing because people were like, well then like one, a lot of people did not feel bad because they were put themselves in that situation.
Yeah.
Which I can understand that perspective.
Yeah.
But I think that from like a human being, like I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Lost their lives,
I mean,
you know? It's sad.
So Ty was like, if someone said, I still believe Laura's giant squid theory. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Thank you for that.
What about my mermaid siren idea?
Nope, there's no one out there that's doing that.
Great, thank you. But yeah, so anyway, it like, mm-hmm. wait, what were you saying? Tyler said what?
Oh, Tyler was saying the U.S. Navy.
Oh yeah, dude.
So Tyler was saying the U.S. Navy had known that the sub imploded days before
it was announced.
We found like the official announcement where they found a piece of it at the bottom of the ocean, because the Navy had like detectors and they could hear.
Which I'm like, why didn't they say it beforehand?
I know. Why didn't they just tell people like, hey, you know, we detected this and it happened over by the Titanic. Like chances are it was.
It could have been the sub. If you heard a loud explosion by the Titanic site.
Yeah. They knew as soon as they lost connection with them, someone said.
Yeah. Like they, like, I'm like, that's why it really gagged me. And also, do you want to think it's crazy too, is that. There was like another thing that came out that was like the Simpsons talked about on an episode like 16 years ago about like a little mini submarine going down to visit the Titanic. And like, there was like technical difficulties there too. And it's like, everyone's always like, damn, the Simpsons be predicting everything.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Like, that gags me, dude.
Yeah.
So I just overall, like, the whole situation was just absolutely wild. And it got so much press coverage. I don't know if I've seen something get press coverage like that in a long time.
Yeah.
Like something like where everyone was like, we have to find the sub, you know? Like,
yeah.
Everyone was on board with trying to find it.
Yeah.
But did you feel like when it first like came announced, like, did you feel like they were going to come back and like it was going to happen? Or did you feel like it imploded?
Whenever it was first announced, I did think we could find it. But then more information was like coming out about it because we knew so little. It was like, if they do find it, they can't get out of it themselves. Like, it's right, they're fucking bolted in and someone on the outside has to unbolt it. And then it was explained to me how deep the Titanic is, which I did not know it was like that deep. I was literally educated on the Titanic.
I didn't know that was miles down.
I didn't know it was miles down either. I didn't know it was like that deep. So the more I knew about it, I was like,
crazy. It was crazy. I'm like, how are they going to survive? How are they going to make it?
No, it probably imploded, and then that's that. So
I felt honestly, it's so crazy. And like, did you see how Mr. Beast made a statement about like,
oh my gosh,
which was wild.
They invited him. They invited Mr. Beast. I don't think it was like that exploration, but to go on a exploration with Ocean Gate,
which is wild. Yeah. Like the fact that he was invited on, like, what? And like, honestly, what if it was that one that he was invited on?
Yeah.
What if it was that one? Like, yeah. What if that ended up becoming it?
It could have been.
So, you know, that would have obviously been horrific as well. It's insane.
Like, it's just so crazy. The crazy thing is, like, had they done many explorations to the Titanic? I'm assuming they had.
Many.
Right?
Many.
So I wonder why this one went south. Was it just like, you know, not properly made?
I feel like it could have been one of those things where it is like a freak accident. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like it could have been a freak accident. I feel like it could have been like, you know, at the end of the day, it could be an avoided thing because it's
people
like,
why? People are saying they wouldn't have done it even if they had the money. I wouldn't either. Honey, I would not do it. If I was a billionaire, like, honestly, the people on there were billionaires.
I would never.
I would have not done it. There's a lot of rumors going around as to like why a specific one with billionaires on it. You know, it's like,
people are thinking like it's like a conspiracy.
A target situation. I actually haven't really looked into that, but a lot of you guys are commenting. Yeah, to be bolted inside. I agree. No, thank you.
So you guys, honestly, just thinking about being bolted into something activates my claustrophobia, like really, really bad. So dude, I have claustrophobia, like, bad. Any underwater thing, like any confined space, like not like elevators. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things I have like no control over.
Yeah.
So this activates my, and it makes me get like a little like it makes me get freaked out.
I would have been, you know, the moment me and you, we would have said no before we even knew that. Do you want to know why? Because the moment they told us that you have to train for this and be out to sea for 5 days,
all the waivers you sign,
all the waivers, we would have been like, oh, hell no.
Like, I honestly would not have been well, dude.
No.
I would not have been well. I can't do that. Like, the idea of going out to sea, everything about it really scares me.
And it's so sad because the kid, it was like 19 years old, I believe, his son. And it was like a report saying that he was scared.
Terrified.
To go on this. And
he did it for his dad.
He did it because his dad really wanted to do it. So he like did it.
And it's like, if it's the Titanic, like, listen, I know it's like a historical thing. I know it's very iconic. But like, why can't we leave it down there?
Yeah. Yeah, just let it be. We send drones down there and let that get the footage. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so obviously as humans, like the pressure of underwater, like maybe we're just not meant to be there.
It's wild that like, though, as humans, like we're literally profiting off of the Titanic still. Like
it's so true.
You know
it's
what I mean? Because isn't it like an attraction, a tourist? Mm-hmm. Isn't that technically being in a tourist attraction?
It seems more graveyard to me.
Yeah.
It's giving more graveyard energy than it is tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Because it is very, very scary. Like the idea of doing it is just like so
it's like
wild.
It's like just let it
Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Just let it be down there. It's such a tragic thing that happened. Just let it be. Oh!
Uh-huh. We're using this Laura Lee Los Angeles gloss on my lips.
Okay, Manny has to talk about pink. He just informed me at a pink. So remember, we were talking about Bibi Rexha, phone got thrown and gave her a black eye. So now pink had a weird situation.
Did you do that Ava Max thing too? No. It happened literally like, I think a day or two after the Bibi Rexha thing. No. Ava Max was performing. A man got on stage, tried to grab her, accidentally scratched her eye. And she like kind of like went like this.
I didn't see the scratch. Mm-hmm.
She ended up tweeting about it. She was like, he like literally scratched my eye.
Oh my God.
Like it got so bad that he literally ended up scratching her eye. Bibi Rexha, obviously the phone situation was absolutely horrendous.
Oh yeah,
like she literally had stitches. Oh, yeah. Like it was bad. And then recently Pink was like performing, doing a thing, and someone put their mother's ashes in a bag and put it on the stage and gave it to Pink,
and Pink literally picks it up with the mic and she goes, is this your mother? And the person apparently said yes. And then she, what she said, I don't know how I feel about this.
If that was you,
girl,
what the hell would you have done?
Like, can y'all chill at concerts? I agree.
Like, honestly, like, the thing is, artists, they have to tour, they have to perform, they have to do those things to make money. That's what they do. But, like, would they not want to stop doing those things if they're going to start getting attacked or things are happening, like, on their stages?
Oh, yeah.
I would never in a million years want to perform or do anything ever if I would see, like, if I see that shit happening.
Someone said that's disrespectful. And I do think there's like a level of disrespect in giving a performer your mother's ashes because.
To the performer, to the mother.
What if the mom wanted it?
Oh, that's true.
That was like her wishes and that's why she did it. I don't know, but I still don't care. I think it's inappropriate because it's like, in situations like that, you just have to ask first. Yeah, disrespectful to both, they said.
I feel like it's disrespectful to both, personally.
It's disrespectful to both.
I feel like I would literally, I don't know what I would do. I literally would gag. Yeah. Or I would literally gag. I don't know. I would feel so uncomfortable. I know, I'm sure, even when Pink was doing it, she was like, you can tell she was so uncomfortable holding the bag of the mother's ashes.
Yeah.
I gagged. Mm-mm. I gagged for her. I was like, I'm so sorry, Pink.
It was crazy.
That the ashes are on the stage with you.
Yeah. It was
crazy. Are the ashes in the room with us now?
That is.
And they were.
They were.
And they
were. The fact that the person carried them all the way to the concert.
Can we talk about the fact that I finished my makeup before Laura did?
Do you want to know why?
Because I don't have a lash on. Because I'm more natural and I'm actually not full coverage at all. I literally just did a very natural glam. Okay, but can we talk about girlies on the lid? Girlies is on my lid right now. Look how intense it is.
Let me see.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Well,
I would never, if I was an artist, I wouldn't want to tour.
Do we have, I want to talk about Vanderpump.
Oh, give it.
Do we have, should I now or do you need to play any more ads?
We have one more.
Should we play it now and then do Vanderpump?
When did we play the last one? How many minutes ago? I want to give him a nice little break in between.
Okay.
You know, let's a little tenor. We'll do a morsel of Vanderpump, play Vanderpump.
Because I want to.
You want to give the tea?
I want to give the tea on.
I still don't watch it, by the way. I still do not watch Vanderpump. I don't, but you do.
You know what? It's very straight people.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. Maybe that's why.
So I watched like the first season of Vanderpump back when it came out. So I didn't even remember who was on the show or what it was about. So that was like so long ago.
My lips look so fucking big.
Juicy.
They're juicy. It's the Laura Lee Los Angeles gloss.
Nude blossom.
Use code Manny Wayne.
Use code Manny. It won't work. Use code.
It will not work.
They're only $12.
They're sickening. I'm obsessed.
Okay, so I started watching, but you guys, obviously, we talked a little bit about Tom Sandoval,
mm-hmm.
who got in the affair scandal with, her name is not, I call her Raquel, but her name is?
Raquel. So it's not Raquel, it's Raquel. Mm-hmm.
It's Raquel. They were saying I said her name wrong, but I was like, I just don't know her name because I hadn't watched the show, but now I watch it. So
and now you can
her
see
real name's Rachel, by the way. She changed her name.
So it went from Rachel to
she changed her name because she was like a pageant girl. So I like learned about these people. But guys, you guys read me because you were like, you can't start at season 10. You got to go back and watch further. But I went ahead and watched all of season 10 because I needed the tea. Because this Tom scandal got so crazy. And I was just like, didn't even really know what was going on. So anyways, I watched season 10. Mm-hmm. And I do get why people were so gooped and gagged about this affair. I do. Now I see it. I see why it was like such a big deal, how it was.
Now do you get it?
It was out of left field and it was so secretive and you really wouldn't have guessed it. There are a couple things that I need to say. And maybe you guys, I'll have a better perspective if I watch the rest of the season because I've only seen season 10. They're all cheaters, are they not?
No.
Yes. Because Ariana is with Tom, but they cheated when Tom had a girlfriend to get together, and then they got together, and then Lala was sleeping with James, and James is who Raquel was dating. So I'm like, this is really wild, but I do understand why this situation is really crazy.
It's gag.
I understand why it's gag because it was like Raquel.
Laura, what are you doing? Raquel. Are you doing this on purpose? No, what the hell?
I can't remember it.
Raquel or Katie. Rachel or Rachel.
Rachel. Let's call her Rachel. Let's just call her Rachel. It's better for me. Katie is the only person, I believe, in the cast who hasn't been sleeping around. I do get why this hit the media so big because, like, Rachel and Ariana were such close friends. Mm. And, like, Ariana always had her back. It'd be like... Well, see, they weren't like a Laura Manny duo. They weren't that close. But it would be like, let's
do like
say,
Raquel.
I'm scared to answer that.
I don't know. I don't know anything about
that. No, I do not like her.
Okay, team.
I did like I'm going back now watching season 7. And honestly, I like her in season 7. Mm. And I liked her up until the moment that I found out what she did. Up until that very moment at the end, and then I hated her. No, I think what she did is some fucked up shit. Mm. And she did that to one of her good friends for 7 months.
Damn.
Bitch.
Diva down. Diva down.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Before we continue, let's do the ad.
Oh, let's do the ad.
Let us get it done. Mm-hmm. We have... One Skin next. And this
is the last ad.
Right here is my pretty girl swag. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just taking me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, that was our last ad.
Boom!
Okay, so just to jump back into Scandaball, I just think it was disgusting what they did. And the crazy thing is, Tom.
Crazy girl.
Crazy.
I love when you say crazy girl.
But the way that he has tried to like lie and manipulate his way out of this whole scandal instead of just being like.
It happened.
Yeah. He has tried. And so, I don't know.
It's gag. It's essentially what you're telling me.
It really is a gag, and I totally see why the situation got so big. Like, I think Raquel
Rachel
is really messed up. And I think that Tom is the worst guy ever. And I think that they both did a solid favor to Ariana by getting him out of her life, because I just think he's horrible. But I will say this, their relationship was already bad. It was, and I do believe, the only thing I believed out of Tom, the only thing I believe is when he said that he was, the relationship was not good, and that he had wanted to break up with her. I did believe that.
Like, that was true.
I believe like, that that was true. That is the only thing that Tom said that I believed was true out of everything out of his mouth. Other than that, I think he's just trash. But
basura.
Rockwell. Look.
Rockwell. I think it's so funny that it's Rockwell to you in your mind. That's who it is.
Oh, and right here, they started refilming the show today, Vanderpump. No. So the new season, they started filming it. And Rachel is the only castmate who hasn't agreed to come back to the show. And
I mean,
I would come back.
Would you to get vengeance?
Absolutely come back.
But wait, but why?
The thing is, I know for a fact the views on that show had to have been slipping. It had been going for 9 years. For sure.
That's what they said. That's what the network said.
The network it's been said, and Rachel and Tom literally with their buffoonery, they brought the show back. So, girl, ask for a check 3 times big the raise. Size. Go in and reap your rewards off the shit show that you caused and take the shit that you're going to get for what you did and just keep filming. Because the thing is, like, what are you going to do now?
What are you going to do now? Like, what's the next journey going to be? What's the next job?
She's been on that show a long time.
Exactly.
She could possibly come on later. I agree. Some people said they wouldn't go back.
I don't know if I would want to, though. I feel like one of those things that's like, I don't know if I would want. I would want to.
Yeah, Tom's going back, and he's the main.
And he's the main culprit.
He is more of a villain than Rachel is. Like Tom, like according to the people, I should say. Like,
I don't know.
Like, and Tom's like, all right, I'm gonna be there.
Bet.
So it's like.
But again, Tom, because he caused the whole scandal.
Yeah.
He probably is gonna be getting paid a good coin to come back. Because they know he's going to bring the drums.
That's exactly right. Like, they are definitely going to have to pay him. Tom is a narcissist. I do believe that 100%. And I thought he was a narcissist before the scandal came out because of the way that he acts and the shit that he says. Whenever he showed up to the sperm bank, he went to, like the sperm place to collect his sperm to go have it tested to put into Ariana's embryos while having an affair. He was like, I'm here to check on my jizz. To the lady at the front counter. And like, honestly, I was like,
did it give you the ick?
It gave me the ick. I was like, he is so immature and just.
Where's my jizz at?
Like, I was like, goodbye.
Where's my milk at?
Goodbye.
Where's my leche? Mm-hmm. No, that's too much. Leche. I'm not feeling it. I think that he's handsome.
Well, if you watch the show, you won't.
Got it. I feel like I've only seen photos of him though, like photos and like little snippets. And he just aesthetically, he just like looks handsome. But I feel like when you have like that
when you
handsome
see how
aesthetic,
he acts, you're going to be like,
No.
When you see how he acts, you're really going to be like,
damn. So he's trash.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Got it. I feel like, you know, like people would have a stash like that.
Mm-hmm. Red flag.
Can you trust
them? It's a red flag.
Can you trust a man with just a stash? Mm-hmm. That's actually the real question here.
Adds to the ick. Okay, I have a question for
can you trust a stash?
The audience about the show. I forgot what it was though.
I did too. I mean, I don't even know what's going
on. I was going to ask you guys something about it. Act your age, not your shoe size. Yeah, he acts his shoe size. It's a worm with a mustache. James is really funny. James was really toxic in the earlier seasons because I'm watching season 7 now and he's real toxic.
This is like you watching Drag Race, like when you go backwards, like when you're watching Drag Race, like going back into seasons.
Yep.
But you're doing that with Vanderpump.
I'm doing it with Vanderpump now. The people told me I have to. They
okay.
Said,
the people,
have
the people didn't lie.
And
the people did not lie.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys enjoying the full fantasy collection, by the way? Like, we see y'all getting it in the DMs and we love resharing it. It's been really, really cool.
It has. It's been so much fun. Thank you guys for all the love on Full Fantasy. We still have it available on Laura Los Angeles and on lunarbeauty.com.
It's so slayed. Like, you guys have made it like such a success for both of us. Like, we're so freaking grateful.
Okay, wait. I remembered my question.
Give it.
Vanderpump. So, guys, I have a question about Vanderpump for you guys. Do you guys think that Katie, from what I understand, everybody hates, there's two Toms in the show and they're okay. best friends.
Okay.
One's in the scandal. One just got a divorce and one just cheated. Mm-hmm. Got it? Do you guys feel like Katie is a little too controlling of Tom since they're divorced? I understand why she was upset that he kissed Rachel as well.
Oh, you got it. You almost said Raquel, didn't you?
I did.
Good job.
See, there's no's and yeses, so I feel like I'm not seeing the whole story. I understood why she was upset about that. Like, I did, because all she said is like, hey, we're getting divorced. All I ask is you don't hook up with anyone in the friends group so we can keep it peaceful and be friends. What did he do? He goes and makes out with Rachel immediately. So I was like, that's really fucked up.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like she really is like, everything is like, she's got her eye on him. And it's like, girl, I understand like how painful it must be to be breaking up. But I feel like she has to move on as well. Like, she's divorcing him. So I don't know. I know I haven't seen it all in you guys. Some people agree with boundaries. Me, some don't. But they've been together for a long time. So some people are saying he's the controlling one. I'm going to have to watch more then.
You're going to watch more?
Okay.
I might have to watch some clips and get filled in. I'm not a huge like shows like that watcher. Mm-hmm. Housewives of Potomac, of course. I love Housewives of Potomac. Like, you can't get me, you can't get me out. Potomac will always bring me back in. Mm-hmm. But shows like this, I tend to not watch as much. So mm-hmm. I do want to see a couple clips here and there.
Also, the other Tom has cheated on Ariana before. And this Tom, apparently, who's divorced, has kissed multiple girls when he was dating the Katie girl. So, like, they're all cheaters.
So they're all a mess.
They're all a mess.
But, like, when you go onto the show, do you know you're going to be a mess? Or is that how they actually are?
I don't know.
I genuinely wonder.
Know that they have to have these messes or there's no TV show.
Right. So I wonder, I'm like, are they going in knowing damn well they're going to be a mess? Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I feel like, for me, like, I don't feel like I would be, like, the best for reality TV, because mm-hmm. I am naturally very, like, chill and mm-hmm. sweet and kind and angelic and perfect.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that would work for me.
So, guys, with any type of reality TV show, it doesn't matter if it's Selling Sunset, it doesn't matter if it's Real Housewives, Vanderpump, whatever reality. It is, reality TV, you have to have a storyline.
And a villain.
And there has to be a villain. There has to be drama. No matter what. So basically, if you're filming those shows and you're not contributing to it, whether you're speaking up, you're fighting with people, if you're not contributing to that drama in some way, form, or fashion, you will lose your spot on the show. Period. So
you'll get the chop.
Knowing that, just knowing how it all works, it's sometimes hard for me and Manny to understand what they're doing to keep their spot on the show and what is an actual, like the Tom cheating thing was real.
Yeah.
But a lot of those fights, they're not even real.
Because they're just like, oh, I want to make sure I'm.
Like, me and you would be like, oh, we got to, you know.
We got to battle.
Yeah, we got to battle it out and kind of let it happen. Kind of got
like, if we had a TV show, we would have to fight.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm like a battler though.
I know, but we would have to have drama or else there's no show.
Because it doesn't, like, that's just like how TV works. It's or reality works. In general. I mean, like, you need to have the flow.
They don't want to sit around and watch someone, you know, be best friends and have a great day.
Out all the time. Which I think is weird. Like, I don't know. Like, I enjoy watching it too. Like, I enjoy seeing it. I enjoy like all the like wildness and craziness. But like, what if it's like their real life?
Yeah, so I don't know what parts are real and what parts are more dramatized.
Yeah.
But I agree. That's why Lala makes for good TV, because she loves the drama. And James, the guy James on the show, he takes me out. He makes for such good TV because of how outlandish and like the crazy shit he does and says. But he's definitely keeping his spot on the show, bitch.
I love that. Good for them.
I know. That's
good for them.
Yeah.
Get that show and get fucking that bag, bitch.
Yes. So. Anyways, that is it. Is that all we have?
That's all we have.
Scandoval was our last
thing. Was our last little moment. Mm-hmm. That's it for today's episode of our, essentially, the pod. Mm-hmm. It's like a get ready with me. Obviously, it's a little different, but it is essentially going to be an episode because we are doing audio with it as well.
And we have an episode coming up this Friday as well. Mm-hmm.
So. So stay tuned for the next episode.
We missed a super chat.
Fuck.
What did we miss?
I don't know, because it's gone. I don't know where the fuck, how to find it. Ah. Who's your favorite Potomac cast member from Tamara?
Hi, Tamara.
Who's our favorite Potomac cast
member? Thank you, by the way, to the person who told us we missed that super chat. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me think.
I feel like
Karen could be my favorite.
I think Karen, the Grand Dame, is my favorite.
The Grand Dame, because she's the Grand Dame.
She's a Grand Dame. Like, I'm literally obsessed with her.
There's things I love about Karen. So the thing is, Karen will hold her own, whereas you fuck with her, she'll be shady right back to
she
you.
She will give it to you down.
She will snap. Karen is everything, but Karen is so loving.
I know, I love her.
Like, she's very loving. I feel like she's very there for
she's
all
delusional.
The ladies. She's delusional.
Like, she's Delulu.
She
and that's okay.
So loving. Like, I can tell she has a mothering spirit about her. And
she has,
like,
kids, I think.
With all the women, like, she tries to be sweet to their children and all that. And, like, so that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. I'm not a fan of Rena. Why do you like her, Laura?
I don't know. I don't watch that
Rena
franchise.
Is the villain.
I'm not sure.
Rena is the villain. I know.
So why do you like her then? That's like me when I watch Drag Race and I like watching like the villains too, because it just makes for good TV.
I felt like Lisa did a good job in getting into drama at the right times on the show until she went to head-to-head with Kathy Hilton. She messed up.
And then
up.
She lost the battle.
She messed up. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch that one, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, yeah. She's wildin'.
Wildin'.
She's definitely wildin', but it's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's wildin', it's
because
fun to watch.
It would be boring without the Billings because she's unapologetically crazy. That is Lisa Rinna. Like,
yeah.
There's something so unapologetic about her. Also, I think Lisa is probably the most confident out of all the women in the house.
Really?
I can just see it, how she dances around, how she dressed, like everything. I see that, like, she's very confident. And I do like that about her. You know,
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Go Lisa. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't even watch the show. So I'm up here saying, go Lisa. I don't even watch.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And she's like not even going to be on anywhere, I don't think, right? Mm-hmm.
No, she's not. But I'm still going to watch the new season.
Of course you are.
I love Housewives of Beverly Hills. I think Garcelle might be my favorite.
I feel very pretty.
Now that there's no Lisa Rinna, I guess it's Garcelle for me. Who's your favorite now?
I don't fucking know. I don't watch that. I don't watch Beverly Hills.
Say Garcelle.
Garcelle is my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
She's so sickening and gorgeous and stunning.
Yep.
And funny.
Yep. Oh, they're going to add Kimora Lee, maybe. Ooh, that could be
Wait,
good.
What?
Right here.
Kimora.
Kimora.
Oh, Kimora.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I like that.
Well, anyways, we are headed out. We love you guys. Thank you for listening to some of our ads we had to play through.
We love you guys so freaking much. And we'll see you, of course, on Friday. And if you're going to be in Houston on Friday, I'll be there.
With Linege.
Yeah, I'll be there on Friday. I believe it's from 11 to 1 at their pop-up at the Houston Galleria. I'll be at the Houston Galleria if anyone lives in Houston from 11 to 1. I will be there just chilling with Linege. So I'm excited. I think it'll be really fun.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. We love you.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.